And I'm not... You wouldn't walk into a shop and ask the sales assistant, hey...
...do the 50 Shades of Grey challenge. Your innocence and enthusiasm is very disarming. Gaps. You on top, that's what we need to do. Oh. Here, put this on. He hands me a foil jacket. Heck. Tell me, he continues the slow, sensuous, torturous, fully gentle. Yes. Yes, what? Yes, soft. Good God. The painting pinches me hard. What? Does it do what it says on the box? Yes, he smiles, and I refer to
Angel alone. And so completely in shock that she pulls the drop box.
Basically saying they admire my passion.
Here's what he said. I don't like New York.
I don't like video. Recorded August 23rd, 2012.
A reporter said, how do you think Americans would vote today, knowing what they know about Richard Nixon? He ran against George McGovern. You know, the vote was almost identical to what it once was.
Well, who did this?
It was a national poll.
That sounds insane to me.
Nikon has a new camera coming out. I mean, they always have some new cameras coming out, especially in the point-and-shoot line, which, they still sell quite a few of, even if the sales aren't growing like they used to in that category. Well, this is a notable point-and-shoot because it has Android running on it. So I think this is something that a lot of photo nerds have been wondering about for a while. Well, you see the capabilities of an iPhone 4S and all the different photo apps, and then a lot of people are taking cool pictures on Android phones now too. So I know that it's only a growth area where the connectivity of something like Android is going to link with the zooming and specialized interface and overall feel of a dedicated camera. So I think that a lot of photo nerds are going to look with interest at this camera because it's certainly just the first of probably many forthcoming consumer cameras that have an Android backend. So for example, apps like Instagram should be able to be used just directly from the device. I guess it has Wi-Fi built in. And so this is finally like an actual use. Wi-Fi features have been in Nikon and other cameras in rare models. But I know I've seen old Nikons that had some Wi-Fi features. But of course now the Wi-Fi can just connect with the capabilities of the Android operating system, the ability to install apps and to do a lot of customization. Now, I guess eventually companies will either allow users to just have Android on the back end of a phone for sharing and for a lot of features. And I think maybe even greater integration will happen where companies stop writing custom software or firmware or whatever for their cameras, and they start using the Android platform. Of course, they still have to build a lot of customizations for their hardware. But I think this is definitely something that might be coming even to the DSLR line of Nikon or even other camera manufacturers, you know, in the future. But for now, it's the Nikon Coolpix S800C that is, trying out this feature first. And, you know, I haven't looked at actual camera, so I've just seen the announcement. And if you want to read the announcement yourself, I've got a link to it at the show notes. So just go to djmcloud.com and then look for podcast 45.
Losing equal opportunity in America. We are losing the moral foundation stone on which this country and our democracy are built.
Many people know of Farmville. Some have played it, and many others have just seen annoying notifications in Facebook. Back at a time when, I don't know, I think seems like people spent more time on Facebook. I think that's one of the things that drove a lot of people away, was these annoying applications and games. But the other side of that is that it drew a lot of people in. Those games, while kind of laughable to people that were into games that were more sophisticated in terms of their graphics or their gameplay mechanics or a lot of other things, those games, to a lot of people, were still something that was, is widely enjoyed by this certain group of people who think that what's going on with their friends in terms of what crops have been picked, and then the social shaming possibilities of all that, it's been widely discussed that these games, the conventional wisdom is that Zynga games like Farmville and Yoville and all those other types of games often played on Facebook by people, they are really games that kind of annoy people. And I think that what happens over time is that people will either disengage and stop playing after maybe getting an invite from a friend who is really into it. But the original game players for a while appeared to be buying, I mean the heavy game players appeared to be buying a lot of extra seeds for their crops or donkeys or whatever, I don't know. And the amount of money collected in these games was not unnoticed both by Facebook and by Wall Street. And so Zynga became a public company. And they've been a public company for about a year, and their stock is really struggling. And people are really questioning whether this company is going to be a major player now.
Never threaten anybody with your gun and start waving around saying, I'm gonna shoot you. If you're gonna pull your gun, then shoot that SOB.
Law enforcement was assisting a guy, I guess it's some lab that has a peacock. And the bird lives out there in Queens, and the person responsible for it at the university lab or whoever that has the bird, they apparently were unable to keep it from getting out, and people are saying now they'd spotted it at night, that it had come out at night and then come back, but now it stopped coming back. And so this article was from a day or two ago. I'm not sure if they've found it yet. I guess the guy seems to think that the peacock is mocking him, that it can see him, and that it goes from rooftop to rooftop and keeps getting away. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's not a lot of really good peacock wranglers east of the Mississippi that I know of. Maybe there are some, but it's, you know, bird wrangling is definitely something of an art. Maybe a little bit of science in there, too. But, yeah, you have to find creative solutions to getting your birds back into their cages. I've learned that with my parakeets. But after a while, especially after flapping around a little bit, usually they'll cooperate. I wonder if this bird in New York will do the same thing. Now, on Instagram, I took a photo of police in Lakewood on Detroit Avenue out here in Lakewood, Ohio. And so there's a link to that at the show notes. I also noticed Illinois has another draconian law over police powers. Now it's about eavesdropping. This podcast was recorded August 24th, 2012. Find show notes at djmcloud.com. And coming up, I have a reading from the classic by John Milton, Paradise Lost. Favored of heaven so highly to fall off from their creator and transgress his will, for one restraint lords the world besides, who first seduced them to that foul revolt. The infernal serpent, he it was whose guile stirred up with envy and revenge, deceived the mother of mankind, what time his pride had cast him from heaven with all his host of rebel angels, by whose aid, aspiring to set himself in glory above his peers, he trusted to have equaled the Most High if he opposed, and with ambitious aim against the throne and monarchy of God, raised impious war in heaven and battle proud. With vain attempt, him the almighty power hurled headlong, flaming from the ethereal sky with hideous ruin and combustion, down to bottomless perdition, there to dwell in adamantine chains and penal fire, who durst defy the omnipotent to arms nine times the space that measures day and night. To mortal men, he with his horrid crew lay vanquished, growling in the fiery gulf, confounded though immortal. But his doom reserved him to more wrath, for now the thought, both of lost happiness and lasting pain, torments him. Round he throws his baleful eyes that witness huge affliction and dismay, mixed with obdurate pride and steadfast hate. At once, as far as angels can, he views the dismal situation, waste and wild, a dungeon horrible. On all sides round is one great furnace flame, yet from those flames no light, but rather darkness visible, served only to discover sights of woe, regions of sorrow, doleful shades, where peace and rest can never dwell, hope never comes that comes to all, but torture without end still urges, and a fiery deluge, fed with ever-burning sulfur unconsumed. Such place eternal justice had prepared for those rebellious here, their prison ordained in utter darkness, and their portion set as far removed from God and light of heaven, as far from the center thrice to the utmost pole. Oh, how unlike the place from whence they fell. There the companions of his fall, overwhelmed with floods and whirlwinds of tempestuous fire, he soon discerns, and weltering by his side, one next himself in power and next in crime, long after known in Palestine and named Beelzebub, at whom the archenemy and thence in heaven called Satan with bold words, breaking the horrid silence, thus began.
So be. Never threaten anybody with what? You're going to start waving around saying,
I represent.
I'm not, no longer necessary. I'm in the way.